At the start of 2023, when research company and Glacier Media reviewed the perceptions of Canadians on financial issues, optimism was elusive. Only 35% of Canadians rated the country's economic conditions as very good, or good, and 44% expected the situation to worsen. 6 months later, we see some signs of recovery, with 41% of Canadians saying the national economy is currently in very good, or good, shape, up 6 points since the start of the year. Most regions in Canada feel the same way. Quebec leads on economic confidence at 45%, followed by Saskatchewan and Manitoba, 43%, Atlantic Canada, 42%, British Columbia, also 42%, and Ontario, 41%. The numbers are drastically lower in Alberta, 30%. While this may be the start of a trend, it is important to note that a majority of Canadians, 56%, still see the economic conditions of the country as poor, or very poor, a proportion that rises to 60% among women and to 69% among Conservative Party voters in the 2021 federal election. A third of Canadians, 32%, believe the national economy will decline over the next 6 months, down 12 points since January. More than 2 in 5, 45%, down 7 points, foresee no change, and 16%, up 3 points, expect an improvement. This is another indicator where we see caution and not buoyancy. A few days ago, Statistics Canada told us that the national inflation rate fell to 3.4%. The country's residents, it is fair to say, are not expecting an immediate impact. Sizable majorities believe the next 6 months will bring higher prices for groceries, 79%, down 5 points, gasoline, 73%, up 6 points, and a new car, 66%, up 1 point, while more than half predict higher costs for real estate, 55%, up 12 points, and a new television set, 51%, down 3 points. In the first decade of this century, it was customary to see Canadians expressing concerns over rising fuel prices, but this feeling was rarely expressed in regard to trips to the supermarket. Now we have more than 4 in 5 Canadians aged 55 and over, 86%, British Columbians, 84%, and Albertans, 82%, who believe that feeding a family will be more expensive in the next 6 months. Still, the biggest change since January when it comes to inflation is observed on real estate. A majority of Canadians expect higher costs, including a whopping 65% of British Columbians and 58% of those in the highest income bracket. Certain financial concerns are no longer prevalent. Just under half of Canadians tell us that they have worried, frequently, or, occasionally, in the last 2 months about the safety of their savings, 47%, down 5 points, and the value of their investments, 48%, down 4 points. There is some stability on being concerned about unemployment affecting their household, 34%, down 3 points, being able to pay their mortgage or rent, also 34%, unchanged, or their employer running into serious financial trouble, 27%, down 2 points. The way in which Canadians feel about their own financial situation is stable, with 52%, up 1 point, saying their personal finances are very good, or good, and 47%, down 1 point, deeming them bad, or very bad. This time, Canadians aged 35 to 54 are less likely to have a positive view of their status, 45%, than their counterparts aged 18 to 34, 50%, and aged 55 and over, 60%. The positive momentum for the national economy did not bring a boost for the Bank of Canada governor or the Prime Minister. Only 34% of Canadians, down 1 point, trust Tiff Macklem to do the right thing to help the economy. More than 2 in 5, 43%, up 1 point, have confidence in Justin Trudeau, while a majority, 51%, down 2 points, do not. The fluctuations are similar for official opposition leader Pierre Poilievre, with 36% of Canadians, up 3 points, trusting the Conservative leader to manage finances, and 48%, up 1 point, distrusting him. At the midway point of 2023, the views of Canadians on the national economy have improved, but there are no clear political winners or losers yet. Even as confidence is up across the country, the rating has not improved markedly for Trudeau or Poilievre. Not many Canadians are looking at the two main federal politicians as the engines of economic recovery, present or future. Mario Canseco is president of research company. Results are based on an online study conducted on June 26 to June 28, 2023, among 1,000 adults in Canada. The data has been statistically weighted according to Canadian census figures for age, gender and region. The margin of error, which measures sample variability, is plus or minus 3.1 percentage points, 19 times out of 20.